Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A bill cruising through the Minnesota House would officially classify e-motos or electric motorcycles in the state. Representative Tom DePell of Cottage Grove says they are much different than electric bicycles.
They have speed capability, weight, and power capabilities far beyond what's classified already as an e-bike, and ultimately defines those to a certain extent to become regulated in the same way as a gasoline or internal combustion powered motorcycle.
DePell says cycles with over 1,500 watts of electric motor power would be categorized as an e-moto. The bill was sent from the House Transportation to the Ways and Means Committee. The DNR is confirming there are now three bald eagle chicks in the nest near the eagle camp. Officials say bald eagles lay a maximum of 3 eggs per clutch, so additional chicks are not expected this spring. Researchers thank the many eagle cam viewers for helping spot the 3 eagles in the nest. They think the chicks are about 4 days old. The spring tourism season is here, and there's no shortage of things for Minnesotans to get out and do. Explore Minnesota spokesperson Jake Juliet says the numerous gardens across the state are a great option.
The Landscape Arboretum is a really great place to go in the Twin Cities. And then if you're out of the Twin Cities, the Munsinger Clemens Gardens in St. Cloud has become more popular for sure. The Duluth Rose Garden in Duluth, which is just stunning. They have over 3,000 rose bushes there.
Juliet says taking part in one of the numerous spring festivals is also a good option, as is exploring the state's many state parks and trails. You can head to the Explore Minnesota website for a list of things to do this spring. And sports betting legislation faces long odds at the state capitol this session. The Minnesota Senate blocked a motion sending the Senate Rules Committee report to the Commerce Committee. Senator Erin May Quaid of Apple Valley.
Every committee report comes back to this body for a vote. And the last thing I will say is that this bill belongs in state and local government first, because you need to set the scope and the parameters of gambling before you can apply consumer protections to gambling.
The motion failed on a 22-44 vote. In other headlines, hundreds gathered in Fargo Saturday for a No Kings protest. Demonstrators spoke out against the war in Iran, federal immigration raids, and rising gas and grocery prices. The rally covered Fargo and Moorhead and was part of a national day of protests, with the largest turnout in St. Paul. With fewer delays and faster refunds, the tax filing season is running smoothly for many Minnesotans. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marcourt.
We expect we will get about 3 million returns in when the tax filing year is over. We have about 60% that have filed up to this point, about 1.8 million.
Marcourt says filing electronically is both the most secure way to file and the quickest way to get your refund. And Minnesota's first state park campground built for off-road vehicle users opens this summer. Pyrite Campground begins welcoming campers June 12th at the Lake Vermilion Sudan Underground Mine State Park. It features 23 electric sites, showers, and an ATV wash station designed to prevent the spread of invasive species. This is MNN.